Hey everybody, Brooklyn Wesson here, and welcome back to Modern Stoicism. Timeless tools for today's challenges. Now, I know what you're thinking, affirmations. Aren't those a little cheesy? Like something your grandma whispers in the mirror before her daily yoga session. Okay, maybe there's some truth to that. But stick with me for a second, because today we're diving into how positive affirmations can be seriously powerful tools in our modern world. Think of it like this. We live in a constant barrage of negativity. Social media, news cycles, even the person behind you at the coffee shop who cuts the line, it's everywhere. So how do we combat that? How do we choose to focus on the good, build resilience, and cultivate a sense of inner peace amidst all the chaos? Well, affirmations are like little mental shields. They're positive statements we repeat to ourselves, consciously training our minds to think differently, feel differently, and ultimately act differently. It's about rewiring those old negative thought patterns and replacing them with empowering beliefs that serve us. Alright, let's break down 5 key takeaways from this power-packed episode. Number 1. Be specific. When we say I'm confident, it's a little vague, right? Like, confident about what? Instead, try I'm confident in my ability to deliver a killer presentation tomorrow. See the difference? Specificity makes affirmations way more effective because they target those precise areas where you want to see growth. Number 2. Feel it to make it real. Affirmations are not just words, they're about tapping into your emotions. When you say, I'm worthy of love and happiness, don't just say it, feel it. Really visualize yourself deserving those things, allowing yourself to soak in the positive energy that comes with those beliefs. Number 3. Consistency is key. Think of affirmations like working out for your mind. You wouldn't expect to see results from one gym session, right? Same goes here. Make affirmations a daily practice. Repeat them in the morning, throughout the day, even before you fall asleep. The more consistent you are, the deeper those positive beliefs will take root. Number 4. Challenge those negative thoughts. Ever notice how your mind sometimes throws those little negativity grenades at you? I can't do this, I'm not good enough. Those are just sneaky thought patterns trying to sabotage you. So when they pop up, counter them with a positive affirmation. I am capable, I am worthy of success. Be that mental warrior, battling those negativity ninjas head on. And lastly, number 5. Believe it to see it. This one's crucial. You can repeat affirmations all day long, but if you don't truly believe them deep down, they won't have the desired effect. So work on building that belief muscle. Visualize your goals, celebrate your wins, and trust in your own power. Remember, affirmations are about planting seeds of positivity, nurturing them with belief, and watching those amazing things bloom. Let me tell you a quick story. I had this friend, Sarah, who was terrified of public speaking. She'd get butterflies just thinking about it. Her palms would sweat, her voice would crack, the whole 9 yards. Now, Sarah is brilliant, she has so much to offer the world, but fear kept her from sharing her talents. So, we started working on some affirmations together. She began repeating things like, I am a confident and engaging speaker, my voice is powerful and clear, and I enjoy sharing my ideas with others. At first, it felt awkward, like she was talking to herself in the mirror, but she kept at it. Slowly but surely, something incredible happened. Sarah's confidence started to grow. She began practicing her speeches, her voice got stronger, and those butterflies gradually transformed into excitement. She even landed a role as the keynote speaker for a local event. This, my friends, is the power of positive affirmations in action. They don't erase our fears overnight, but they give us the tools to overcome them, step outside our comfort zones, and ultimately achieve incredible things. So what's your biggest challenge right now? What limiting belief is holding you back from living your best life? I want you to take a moment, write down an affirmation that speaks to that specific obstacle, something that empowers you, something that feels authentically you. Repeat it throughout the day, believe in its power, and watch as those positive changes start to unfold. Remember, this is your journey, and with a little help from positive affirmations, you can absolutely achieve anything you set your mind to. Keep rocking, keep growing, and I'll see you right back here tomorrow for another dose of modern stoicism.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.